Hey there, everybody! Ethan Fluffy here, and welcome to my fanfic read of Turnabout Muffins. Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney, Equestrian Turnabouts, Turnabout Muffins, Part 3, The Trial, by the Brony with the Bowtie. So let's get started! The next morning, Applejack arrived at court once again. She had to tell Big Mac and the rest of her family her reasons for why she was taking another day off from the workload, but they understood afterward. Proving Derpy innocent was important. As she entered, she saw Pinky waving her over. She was standing next to Twilight, where they were talking to Finks and Maya. "How are things looking, Mr. Wright?" she asked. "Pretty good," Phoenix said. "I think if I present the tote bag we found to the case, that should convince the judge to have Carrot Top testify again." A small sigh of relief escaped AJ. "Whew! Well, that's good news, I reckon," she smiled. Pinky nodded enthusiastically.
"Yeah, we gotta get to the bottom of this."
Twilight nodded. "Yes, this is very good news indeed. I wish you the best of luck, Mr. Wright," she said.
"Thank you, Princess," Felix said. "We're going to bring the true culprit to justice."
"Good to hear," Applejack said.
"Know that I'm behind you, every step of the way."
"Yep, already,"
Pinky chimed in.
"Every step!"
He smiled and nodded and walked inside the defendant lobby with Maya. Derpy was sitting on the couch. She looked like she hadn't gotten any sleep.
"Oh no, you poor thing," Maya said, rushing to her and putting a hoof on her shoulder.
"Are you alright, Derpy?" Twilight asked. Pinky interrupted her.
"You look like Applejack when she refuses to sleep!"
AJ shot an annoyed glare at her pink friend, who didn't seem to notice.
"I'm fine," Derpy said. "The other prisoner ponies kept me up all night with their shouting."
A frown crossed AJ's face.
"That place really ain't for you, Derpy."
"I know," Derpy sighed.
"It's alright.
We have all the evidence we need to find the true culprit." Pinky clapped her hooves together.
"Yeah, we do?"
She looked over at Phoenix, a confused look on her face. Phoenix chuckled.
"You'll see."
Applejack raised an eyebrow.
"I see. Oh, out again, Mr. Edgeworth,"
she greeted, tipping her hat as the prosecutor approached them once again.
"Good morning, Miss Pye."
"Right, Faye."
"And I'm sorry, miss, but I don't believe I caught your name yesterday in all that excitement." Applejack smiled.
"Name's Applejack. No, I also go by AJ."
Edwards raised an eyebrow at this.
"Ah, well, charmed.
So, did you get my letter?"
Phoenix asked his rival. Edwards then looked to them.
"I, of course, have spoken to my client, and there are certain parts of the story that makes him uneasy, as you saw yesterday. But I suspect there to be more than simple framing. It's never quite this simple, as you know, right? Every source I've asked in town cites him as a relatively nice fellow who seems to have only the best in mind for his company. Such a move would mean bad news for his company, should he be found out. Even if Miss Hooves did cause a problem with one of its deliveries. I was also told that he frequently gets certain products from another business here in Ponyville called Sweet Apple Acres. And you, Mr. Applejack, I presume, are the proprietor of this business?" Applejack nodded.
"Yep, I run it with my family."
He nodded.
"Intriguing.
What does that have to do with this?"
Phoenix asked, intrigued. Edwards adjusted his cravat slightly.
"I was told that the owners of it, the Apple family, have had many business deals with Mr. Rich and his family for years, and could testify how nice he was. Although, I was continually told the opposite of his daughter," he said with the last pipe, slightly exasperated.
The farm mayor nodded.
"Yup, he's practically a family friend, to be honest. One could argue just dispensing of pleasantries. I think my granny, and I've seen enough of him over the years to see that he ain't too bad a fella. And I don't believe he would do all this on his own choice," she explained adamantly.
Edwards listened intently.
"I see. Thank you."
He then turned back to Phoenix. "Do whatever you deem necessary, right? But I truly do not believe either my or your client is guilty.
and where there is currently new proof, I believe if pushed far enough, Mr. Rich might reveal a sign as to what's truly going on here. After all, our goal is to find the truth, is it not? Phoenix nodded. Right. Just leave it to me. Edgewood smiled slightly at this. Always know I can, Phoenix, he claimed, before turning to talk to his lobby. Phoenix's eyes widened at the remark. Did he just call you Phoenix? Maya asked. Hickey, AJ, and Twilight all turned to him. Isn't that normal for him? Alicorn Princess asked. No, it's not, Phoenix said.
But did he call you that yesterday, Phoenix?
Pinky asked, slightly confused. AJ raised an eyebrow. Why does it matter? Pinky smiled nonchalantly, said,
Cause it's a sign of trust!
Phoenix just nodded, then turned to the courtroom. We should get inside. Court could be reconvened soon. The all three nodded as they began to head towards the gallery to watch.
Right, hope all goes well, Applejack claimed, Pinky waving to them. Show him who's on this and who's a big fat liar pants, she said.
Phoenix, Derpy, and Maya took their places behind the defense desk, while every pony gallery rose with the judge as he entered. A Jane banged his gavel on his desk.
You may be seated, he said. Court is now back in session for the trial of Mr. Behooves.
Pinky, Applejack, and Twilight sat beside each other in the gallery as the judge began court. Edgeworth has already taken his place in the prosecutor's bench. He stayed silent as he waited the judge to continue.
Now, would the prosecution mind the court where he left off yesterday? The judge asked.
Edgeworth nodded.
Yes, Your Honor. In yesterday's hearing, my client, Mr. Rich, accused Miss Hooves of destroying a large order of muffins he had ordered from Shrewkew Corner. Her roommate, Miss Harvest, testified as to how the defendant would be guilty. Until the work at the bakery, Miss Pye testified that while she was not there, her employers were. And so, that is exactly who I would like to call this stand today, recapped yesterday's events. The judge nodded.
Very well then, will Mr. and Mrs. Cake please come to the stand?
At this, the couple were sent to the stand on their backs. They held the twins, but then placed them in front of Hooves as they took the stand. Mr. Cake was tall and lanky, a short red mane visible from underneath the small catering hat he wore. He held his daughter, Pumpkin Cake, in his hooves, while his more stout wife held their son, Pound Cake.
Will the witness please state their names and occupations? Edward asked.
Coffee Cake.
Baker and owner of Shrewkew Corner,
Mr. Cake stated as he gently rocked his sleeping daughter.
Cupcake, baker and co-owner of the Shrewkew Corner,
Mrs. Cake stated, nearly mimicking her husband's statement and actions. Phoenix watched him closely while Edgeworth nodded slightly.
I see then, and you were at the store the day of and around the time of the crime?
Mrs. Cake nodded.
Yes! We were both taking care of the store while giving Pinky the day off.
Edgeworth nodded slightly.
I see then. Please give your testimony.
Right,
Mr. K claimed, before falling silent.
As you know, we have two separate parts, mine and my wife's. Would it be okay if we split it?
Edgeworth turned to the judge.
I see no problem with this, Your Honor.
I don't see a problem with it either, the judge said. Please proceed with your testimony.
Edgeworth nodded.
Very well, it's my understanding that you took shifts, hence why two testimonies. Let us start with who was out first, Mrs. Cake?
The mayor nodded.
Of course!
Witness testimony.
Mrs. Cake began.
It was a bit after we gave Pinky the day off, as per Mr. Rich's request, and our first customer of the day arrived, Derpy. I was at the front at the time, while my husband's in the back taking care of the twins. She placed an order for a large supply of muffins and paid the fee. However, it was as she was leaving I heard the twins crying, and went to the back to help my husband with the twins.
The judge nodded.
I see. Is that all?
The judge asked. Mrs. Cake nodded.
From what I saw.
Should I testify next?
Mr. Cake asked.
Or should the defense carry out a cross-examination first, Your Honor?
It might be easier to keep track of one testimony at a time, Edgewood pointed out.
All right, the judge said. Mr. Wright, are you all right with cross-examining Mr. Cake's testimony before hearing Mr. Cake's?
Phoenix nodded.
Yes, Your Honor. Very well then, Mrs. Cake, Edgewood asked.
Of course, dear, Mrs. Cake responded.
It was a bit after we gave Pinky the day off, as per Mr. Richard's request, that our first customer of the day arrived, Derpy.
Hold it! You sure Derpy was the first one who arrived? He asked, putting the hoof to his chin in thought.
Mrs. Cake nodded.
Yes, it wasn't long before the crime either.
So you were there when the robbery happened? Phoenix asked.
Well, in a way, I was in the back area. I didn't know anything that happened until it was too late, Mrs. Cake said in a matter-of-fact sort of way.
She seems to be telling the truth, Phoenix said to himself in thought. But I'm not too sure.
You're sure you didn't see anything? He asked.
Yes, the last thing I saw was Derpy turning to leave the store, she answered.
Phoenix nodded. All right then, please continue, he said.
She placed an order for a large supply of muffins and paid the fee.
Phoenix saw nothing wrong with that statement and nodded, signaling to her to keep going.
However, it was as she was leaving that I heard the twins crying, and I had to go back to help my husband with the twins.
Hold it!
Did you hear anything from the front when you were back with your children? Phoenix asked.
Only the door opening and closing. After that, only then crying.
They get rather loud, Mrs. Cake answered.
All right then, Phoenix said, a little irritated he didn't get any worthwhile information out of the baker. No more questions for Mrs. Cake.
Edgeworth nodded. Thank you, Mrs. Cake. Now, Mr. Cake, please testify. Mr. Cake then stepped forward as his wife took a step back.
Of course.
Witness testimony.
I was in the back with the kids for a good part of the morning while my wife was out front on the store floor. However, when the twins started crying, we switched places. It's a bit of a walk from our house area and in the front due to the hallway that separates the two parts. My wife has told me about Derpy's visit so we can get started on our order. When I got to the front, I saw the door closing, but no pony in the store. I thought maybe Derpy had decided to stick around for a bit, and then later we discovered the scene of the crime.
I see, John said. Mr. Wright, you may cross-examine the witness.
I was in the back with the kids for a good part of the morning while my wife was out in front of the store floor.
Phoenix nodded for him to continue.
However, when the twins started crying, we switched places.
Keep going, Phoenix said, finding nothing wrong with his statement.
It's a bit of a walk from our house area in the front due to the hallway that separates the two parts.
Hold it!
Is it really possible for babies to cry that loudly? Phoenix asked.
Both the couple looked at each other.
It's best to take our word for it, Mr. Cake answered.
Edgeworth then slammed his hoof on the table.
I apologize, Mr. Wright, but they are at their parent.
They didn't finish and the sound of his hoof slammed out woke the twins.
It took them a moment, but the corn didn't fill with two loud simultaneous cries.
Their parents tried desperately to shush them. Pinky, meanwhile, stood up and bounced out of the gallery, much to Applejack's confusion. Phoenix blushed and looked around nervously, knowing the judge would blame him for making the twins cry. Edgeworth stared blankly as the twins continued. When Pinky bounded back with a bag of flowers, she stood in front of them and dumped it upon herself, causing them to stop and laugh instead. She wiped her brows slightly, and she looked at the judge.
Sorry for the mess, Your Honor. It just as works every time.
The judge just stared at the flower-covered mare, wide-eyed.
Very well, then.
Pinky then bounced out of the court once again to clean himself up. The twins falling back asleep.
Does that answer your question, Mr. Wright?
Edgeworth asked, trying to get the court back on track.
Yes, it does. Please, continue, Mr. Cake, Phoenix stammered. My wife has told me about Derpy's visit so we can get started on our order.
Please continue, Phoenix said.
When I got to the front, I saw the door closing, but no pony in the store. Objection!
You said that Derpy was the only pony you saw, correct? Mr. Cake shook his head slightly.
I didn't actually see her. My wife was out front when she was there. I only saw the door closing.
Well, I can prove there is more than one pony there. And I can prove who the real thief was, he says. He laid Carrot Top's tote bag out of the defense desk. This was left at the scene of the crime.
This made the court uproar and chatter. The judge banged his gavel to make him stop.
Order! Order in the court!
What? Both the tastes gasped as they saw it. Miss Harvest? Did either of you see her at the bakery that day?
Be honest,
Edgewood looked to them. Mr. Cake then answered.
We did, but it wasn't until a few hours later when she arrived to place an order.
Mrs. Cake then responded with,
we didn't mention her because it seemed like she had nothing to do with the events.
Carrot Top's eyes widened. She knew she had been found out.
Oh no! Derpy gasped.
Carrot Top! Why?
Edgewood looked to her sternly.
Can't you explain, Miss Harvest?
Carrot Top fell apart, tears streaming down her face.
Okay, I did it! I didn't want to! I was desperate! Desperate! My carrot bar was going under the vines, and Mr. Rich offered me the money I needed to steal the muffins and frame Derpy! I'm so sorry, and you never speak to me again, Derpy! I won't blame you!
Maya's eyes widened.
Nick, did you hear that?
She exclaimed. Phoenix nodded with a smirk on his face.
Yeah, I knew Rich was involved with it somehow.
Edgewood raised an eyebrow, now turning to a rather freaked out Filthy.
Well, Mr. Rich, any comments?
Rich looked down.
Oh, okay, it's true. I paid her to do it, but you gotta believe me when I say I didn't want to.
Well, one thing now I know where we stand, Jen said.
I rule that the court should call Mr. Filthy Rich to the stand so he can explain himself.
Edgeworth nodded. Of course, Mr. Rich. Filthy then walked to the stand, and a couple leaving with their children, Mr. Rich looked down and rather depressed and stood there, not saying anything.
Well?
Edgeworth asked in anticipation.
Well, I can't do it! Say anything with me at the end of the barnyard bargains! You gotta believe me!
Edgeworth sighed and pounded his desk once again.
Sir! Not saying anything would be the end of your company. At least with you at its helm.
The judge banged his gavel.
Mr. Rich, you do not testify at once. You will be held in contempt of court.
Rich sighed as he adjusted his tie.
All right.
Witness testimony.
I stopped the crime. Miss Harvest was hired on since she was so close to the one we were supposed to pin it on. Miss Hooves. Due to her messing up one of the company's orders once, it costed us a lot of money. However, you gotta believe me when I say I wanted no part of this. I was forced to do it by higher ups.
The judge nodded his head.
I see, Mr. Wright. Please cross-examine the witness.
Yes, Your Honor, Weeks responded.
I set up the crime.
Hold it! Why did you set up the crime?
Phoenix asked as he slid his hoof on the desk.
Why make an innocent mare betray her best friend?
He pointed at Rich with his left hoof. Rich frowned and looked down.
I didn't want to do any of this. I was getting to why you set it up, but no pony forced Miss Harvest to do anything. She took the job,
he pointed out. Phoenix nodded. All right, keep going.
Miss Harvest was hired on since it was so close to the one we were supposed to pin it on.
Please continue, Phoenix said.
Miss Hooves, due to messing up one of the company's orders once, it costed us a lot of money.
Hold it! That sounds like the perfect moment to frame Derpy,
Phoenix shouted.
How do we know if these higher-ups you're talking about just aren't a lie?
Filthy frowned.
I know it sounds suspicious, says I'm the CEO, but due to some foolish decisions, I'm not fully in control anymore.
He seems to be on the verge of losing it.
Objection! Edgeworth intervened. So you are saying that you're more of a puppet at the moment?
He looked down.
I suppose you want to put it that way.
Phoenix slid his desk, running the troops.
Who are these higher-ups?
He demanded. Rich looked down, on the verge of tears.
I can't say. They'll help my head if I say anything.
Objection!
This is a double-edged sword you're dealing with, Rich, Rian shouted. You tell us and your higher-ups will be upset. You don't tell us and you'll be held in contempt of court. Now, who made you do this? Rich shivered a bit.
I,
with her bond of floor unconscious. Edgewood frowned. Well, these events have become very interesting, he said simply. Biggs wiped the sweat from his brow and sighed, irritated. Great! Now we're right back where we started. My nuts a bit.
Gee, Nick, maybe you pushed it too hard?
Edward sighs and waves over a couple of guards. Pick up Miss Rich. Your Honor, I suggest we just send him to detention for the moment. Judge nodded.
I agree. I also rule the court take a short recess while the witness reciprocates.
Recuperates. Convene the scalpel.
Court will reconvene in 10 minutes. For now, we are adjourned.
Edwards nodded and began to step out of the court. AJ was on her way out, and Pinky came back.
Oh, it's over already?
She pouted. Ty put a hoof on her pink friend's shoulder and shook her head. Not yet. We still need to find out who made Rich hire Carrot Top to frame Derpy. AJ nodded.
Right. Question is, how?
Why don't we just go to Barnyard Bargains Billy and investigate there?
Maya asked. Twilight nodded. That does sound like a good plan.
This session was quite a surprise. I did not expect it to go the way it did, claimed a familiar voice.
Hi, Edgy!
Peaky grinned. Edgeworth grinned.
Please, Miss Pie. Edgeworth!
Phoenix nodded.
Yeah, I knew something was fishy when we found the tote bag at the scene. I feel kind of bad for making these fools cry, though.
Edgeworth chuckled slightly.
Yeah, that was an interesting event.
Pinky seemed almost uncharacteristically serious, however.
Try bullseting them. They're a huge hassle, but worth it. Like one time?
Incident cut her off. Focus, Pinky. Pinky giggled a bit.
Right, sorry.
All right, to Barnyard Bargains. We only have 10 minutes, though, so we have to be fast, Pinky exclaimed. Edge round a bit.
Are you sure you're going to have enough time at the moment?
Applejack nodded.
He's right. It's a bit of a track to the business building despite it being about 3 blocks away from here.
Phoenix frowned at that. Filthy would probably faint again by trying to press the information out of him.
It's our only option.
Edward shook his head.
His stress is causing you to not think clearly, right? If one of us isn't there in 10 minutes, then the case would have already been lost. But the main matter is that we must be in the court in about 8 minutes. However, that doesn't mean they have to be, he gestured toward the four mirrors. Perhaps your friend Maya can lead an investigation with Miss Pye or Miss Applejack? I can stall us for time. That is, if the judge doesn't truly believe Filthy by having Miss Applejack testify still. Though it is unlikely he will go for it at this point, he said, slightly frustrated at their choices at the moment.
Applejack nodded.
He does have a point,
Pinky nodded.
Hey, yeah! We can go and see if we can't find the higher-ups!
Pinky said excitedly, still not seeing and understand what was at stake.
All right, sure, Pinky said. He looked at the excitable assistant. Maya, lead the investigation. Make sure you don't leave until you find a crucial evidence.
You got it, Nick,
she said with a wink. Pinky grinned.
All right, investigating base,
she said, exclaiming, bounding toward Maya. Applejack looked to Ryan Edgeworth. Should I join him, or should I stay here? Edgeworth frowned slightly.
I am not sure. I feel that you would do well in keeping them on track. However, I also feel you might be able to help us stall for time here. What do you think, Wright?
He asked, turning to him. Phoenix Wright said in thought.
I can stall the court on my own. AJ should make sure they stay on task.
Applejack nodded.
Right, we try to be quick, though I ain't too sure how long this will take us.
Edgeworth nodded.
There's still an available day for the trial. However, we need something so the judge doesn't rule a guilty verdict today.
We'll do the best we can, but I suggest you try and find some sort of evidence quickly.
Phoenix nodded.
Yeah, began. Edgeworth, you've never been in this sort of situation before, because mainly because you forced me into it a lot of times, so follow my lead when it comes to bluffing. Edward smiled a bit at that. That is true. It is quite an interesting situation we are in, right? Vinx nodded, chuckling a bit. Yeah. Well, I suppose it's about time for us to go back in. Good luck to us both, right? Edward claimed, beginning to head back to his area. Phoenix nodded and walked back inside the courtroom, leaving the four mayors outside.
To be continued.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this. Oh boy, it's going to get interesting. Part 4 finale. So stay tuned. This has been Agent Fluffy, and I'll see you guys next time. It was quite a surprise. I did not expect it to go the way it did, claimed a familiar voice.
Hi, Edgy!
Peaky grinned. Edgeworth grinned. Please, Miss Pie. Edgeworth! Phoenix nodded. Yeah, I knew something was fishy when we found the tote bag at the scene. I feel kind of bad for making these fools cry, though. Edgeworth chuckled slightly. Yeah, that was an interesting event. Piggy seemed almost uncharacteristically serious, however.
Try bullet-sitting them. They're a huge hassle, but worth it. Like one time?
It just didn't cut her off. Focus, Piggy. Piggy giggled a bit.
Right, sorry.
All right, to barnyard bargains. We only have 10 minutes, though, so we have to be fast. Piggy exclaimed. Edge round a bit. Are you sure you're going to have enough time at the moment? Applejack nodded. He's right. It's a bit of a track to the business building despite it being about 3 blocks away from here. Phoenix frowned at that. Filthy would probably faint again if I tried to press the information out of him. It's our only option. Edward shook his head. The stress is causing you to not think clearly, right? If one of us isn't there in 10 minutes, then the case would have already been lost. But the main matter is that we must be in the court in about 8 minutes. However, that doesn't mean they have to be, he gestured toward the four mayors. Perhaps your friend Maya can lead an investigation with Miss Pye or Miss Applejack. I can stall us for time. That is, if the judge doesn't truly believe Filthy by having Miss Applejack testify still. Though it is unlikely he will go for it at this point. He said, slightly frustrated at their choices at the moment. Applejack nodded. He does have a point, Peaky nodded.
Hey, yeah, we can go and see if we can't find the higher-ups,
Peaky said excitedly, still not seeming to understand what was at stake. All right, sure, Peaky said. He looked at the excitable assistant. Maya, lead the investigation. Make sure you don't leave until you find the crucial evidence.
You got it, Nick,
she said with a wink. Peaky grinned.
All right, investigating bikes,
she said, exclaiming, bounding toward Maya. Applejack looked to Ryan Edgeworth. Should I join him, or should I stay here? Edgeworth frowned slightly. I am not sure. I feel that you would do well in keeping them on track. However, I also feel you might be able to help us stall for time here. What do you think?